He's been very busy, and I can't complain. Like, you just keep on the roll you're on, President Trump.
What do you think the future like?
Good things. The last 4 years has really weeded people out. So the people that are too scared to stand and they're just going to fold, they kind of fell away to the wayside and left groups of people that are working to make America great again. And once Trump is gone, we still have some really great people that can run an office. We have JD, we have, and I know he has not always been Republican, but we have RFK. We have Tulsi Gabbard. We have, even just between JD and RFK, that's almost 20 years worth of presidency, So just with those people after Trump, we could totally change this country if they keep on with this role that Trump is on, and using the help of Elon. This is great. Like, I never dreamed that I would wake up and look at the news and be like, wow, more good news. They're doing more great. Look at all this money that they're finding to save from being stolen from taxpayers. It's like good news day after day after day with this administration. So hopefully these other people will keep on that. And that's what I hope for. That really is. And I think that the people are awake enough now that if we have a fair voting system, they will keep people in there. We will see JD Vance take office. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a magnificent 20 years coming. If they just put my name in, rachelpowell.com or .org, I have a website with a link that will go there. That's really the easiest way, is just to know my name again. So I'm just back on Facebook. I'm just back on Instagram. I said I would never go back to those platforms again because they gave me the boot before I had even turned myself in. I was like, I'm never going back, never gonna do it. And yet here I am, like literally just this month, I'm back on those. So they can find me there. And I'm gonna start making some videos. And so they'll be able to find me on YouTube and Rumble. I journaled my whole year in prison. Every single day I wrote down, I journaled. And so as I start typing out my journaling paperwork, I'll probably be making videos and sharing my experiences there. So people really might want to find me because it should be interesting and eye-opening for them. And as I go through my paperwork as well, I got all my legal documents sent back from prison. And so I have a lot of forms that I filed that I'll be able to prove that the BOP is not doing what it should, that they are interfering with the grievance process. And anybody out there that really cares, they really want to know what's going on in the BOP, find me, follow me, because I'll be sharing that information as I go through. And it's going to be slow going because there's just so much. And I am going to be moving again. And just there's life and work to be done, but I'm gonna go through it and share.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.